opinions, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen,
run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up, you cocksuckers? We're live here in New York City, and we have the Dream Cellar, of course. We have Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds, who is supposedly the sober limo driver, but I can already see that he's six beers deep.
He's anything but sober right now.
We have to drive back to Westchester today, so we're fucked. We have Roger Bagley here. He's the filmer for MTV. We have Missy here, and we have Villa from Him.
Lazarus. And Malka, my personal assistant.
And his personal assistant.
Shit, he brought his own PA with him today. God damn, that's hot.
And also, we have D. Camello and Jess, my brother, in Westchester at my house right now. We're going to punch him in after we play the first song, but we wanted to chit-chat a little bit about our two-day mission with Villa.
Jesus Christ. And that it has been.
That's been good times.
I don't even...
You know, when
basically, Bam's young, and basically I'm old. I can't take it anymore. I love you, but please. I'm so happy to live at the other side of the world, you know, just like Finland. Nothing happens in Finland. I can't take it anymore.
So, I think he's telling about, well, we have this Nidiot Club that only Bam, and Lazarus, a.k.a. Villa Valo, and Missy are in at the moment. But the reason why we're in it is because we partied the other night, drank all night. 9 a.m., we needed smoke, so what did we do, Bam?
Okay. Totally illegal. We, 9 in the morning, all-night rager, we decide to hop on four-wheelers.
With beers in hand.
With beers in hand, and it was so funny because we only had two of them, and it was four of us, so Missy's on my back, and then...
Oh, God.
Bill is driving, and the dream seller's behind him, and he has his shirt off. It was so bromantic.
It was my fucking gay date of my lifetime.
So here we are hightailing it, like, on main roads. It's like 5 miles to A-plus to get a pack of smokes, and we are driving on main roads, and, like... Villa has, he doesn't have a license whatsoever. He's 28 years old, and he doesn't have a fucking license.
Just
so,
like me.
So he barely knows how to drive a four-wheeler. So I'm way in front of him on, like, a major road. I turn around. There's, like, a three-car pileup, and he's just owning the road, just casually driving, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, and the Dream Seller's hugging him.
But this is what's so gay about it. Villa likes to hold to the right. So we're already on the right side of the road. So what is so gay is that not only am I straddling, my dick's basically in his ass, my arms are wrapped around, and I'm also holding the steering wheel so we don't fucking go into a fence. And he just wants to keep flooring it and say, fuck
you
off.
Know, as you know, you start masturbating. I'm right-handed, so my cock directs me
it veers to the right.
Listen?
Your cock
you
veers
just veer to
the
right in all directions.
Everything about you veers to the right. Hard
most of it. Yeah.
So, Villa, when the fuck are you going to get your license, man?
I heard that it's really simple to get it here, actually, in the States. So, just give me the money, I'll do it.
You have the money.
No, I don't. You know, you have the money. You know, yeah.
They don't know.
I said, you know, I just got a new place back in Helsinki and stuff like that. I'm broke, basically.
You are shut the fuck up, man. Nah, join the fucking club with the Dream
Seller. You sold 3 million records. You got to be kidding me. What are you talking about? You have fans for miles.
Yeah, but our managers come. So he's taking all the money away and all that. So that's basically what's happened. So, teach me how to drive, man.
I'll teach you how to drive. I'll buy you a driver's license, and maybe I'll buy you a beer because you're broke now.
So Finland.
I've got a beer here, so I'm fine.
Mr. Finlandy over here and the millionaire here are highly upset at me because on the way here I had to fucking shit so bad, man.
Oh, dude, here's the
fuck off.
I'm pissed at you, but I'm kind of glad that you did
apologize.
It because now I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Because now we're talking about it on the radio.
See, everything's
and I don't
the
have
story.
To smell it anymore. Okay.
So, different, yeah.
We hire Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds to drive the limo to New York last night. And we had to get Villa to New York at a certain time to meet some people because it was like contract bullshit. So we had to make it at a certain amount of time, and we could not stop at all for Novak to take a shit. He had to shit so bad, and it's just like, dude, you're going to have to hold it. I know that there's an hour left. We're in like New Brunswick or something. I'm like, dude.
Holding it for an hour.
He was wearing black.
Yeah, but
it was brown when it was all said and done.
So I'm basically saying, like, dude, we're so late as it is, we can't even stop to pull over for you to go into the restroom and shit. So, like, I tried to make him hold it, and then the fucking asshole just shits in the limo. So then I have my buddy Seth go into Pep Boys, and he buys, I swear to God, 200 of those fucking trees. You know those trees that smell good, like pine cone? He bought, like, lemon, pine cone, peach tree bullshit. It smelled worse than the shit.
But they're overlooking the whole concept of why I did it, man. I did it in the name of Villa. It was all for Villa. You know, I wanted to get you here. It shows that I care about you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So you're basically thanking Villa for letting you shit in a limo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say thank
you. You need to go to a doctor, man.
Oh, dude, I do. Tell him about the picture shit we took the other day in the bar.
Oh, my God, dude.
My asshole's the worst, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, man, I don't know what is going on with you. I've known you for a long time, but, dude, you have a muffed up ass, dude.
It's an STD.
Me and Shit Goose broke in on him at Ryan's Pub. And we just shot photos of him taking a shit, and we have one photo with like a foot of turd hanging out of his ass, and like, dude, your ass is muffed up, dude.
Dude, I was straining. It was all for the picture. When I strained, my asshole spread apart. Dude.
I think you're doing more than that.
Like, well, I fuck a lot of dirty girls. That might play a part.
Don't they? Ew, and they like.
Dude, I had girls lick that ass before. Sorry, ladies.
It's not so true, man.
What do you think of that, Villa?
I don't. Thank God. I don't think about it.
Me neither. That's why I have an ass that looks like it does.
Functioning now.
Dude, Uncle Matt and the Shippers, I'm so glad you made it there. I don't know if you were drinking or not. I was just hoping that you weren't, but like I said, Uncle Matt and the Shippers measures distances by how many beers. So I say, Shippers, how far away is New York? And he goes, oh, it's about a sixer away.
It's at least a six-pack.
Yeah, maybe like an eight.
I have no idea how we got there, but I'm glad we got there, too. Thanks for asking.
Oh, my God. This is horrible. And now you're even worse, and we have to drive home.
Ah, it's all right. I know the way home.
Dude, Shippers has the quotes of the century. Here's a good one. I wake up in the morning. I go out on my deck.
Let him go for it. Yeah, he's the one.
No, no, you say it better, man.
Well, sure.
Okay. Shippers does. See, my Aunt Boof, she cleans inside of the house, and Shippers cleans the outside. So he mows that big-ass fucking 14-acre lawn, and he's outside, like, doing yard work super far away. I go out to the deck. I'm like, Shippers! And he's like, yo! And then he looks down, and he sees this beer in the woods. And it was like a pretty chilly day out, so it was like nice and cold. He just holds it up, and I just shake my head like, don't do it. And he's just like, find keepers! And then he just starts drinking it. Man. And then I can hear him whisper to himself, God damn, it's as good as sex right there.
I'll tell you.
Dude, your quotes are just so good.
When you find a beer in the woods, that's as good as, like, the end of the rainbow, right? Like, you just find a beer in the woods.
What about the complimentary dick protector?
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, Villa, well, I don't want to give out. Well, fuck it, there's a bunch of W.
You're leaving tomorrow anyways.
Yeah, Villa's, we stayed at the W Hotel last night, and, you know, I got a room for Shippers, and the shower is so powerful that he thought his dick was going to get ripped off.
Oh,
so he was willing to call the front desk to ask for a complimentary dick protector because the shower was ripping his dick off because the pressure is so hard.
It stung my dick worse than Dave Milne's shower. Like, Dave Milne got a shower that'll rip your dick off, too.
Hey, why don't you say who Dave Milne is?
Dave Milne from Madea?
Yeah.
He's actually an undertaker over in New Jersey.
Shippers was in a band called Madea back in the day. It was like
Madea.
I would say Poison meets Rat. Would you say that?
Rat poison, yeah.
Rat poison. So he called
complimentary.
Complimentary.
He lived in a town. He lived in a town called Media, PA, so they just changed the name to Madea.
We're so freaking creative.
You're so creative, you changed the word media to Madea.
I got a really good name for this band. We would call it media. No, did. Whatever. Like, just whatever, you know? Actually, it turned out
And the
good.
Singer of Madea, his name was The Sheik.
Oh, no,
Sheik. And my mom took me to see the concert when I was, like, 8 years old. And we go in to see the concert, and the first word out of The Sheik's mouth is, "You fucking motherfuckers ready to rock tonight?" And my mom was just like, "We are getting out of here." And she just, I couldn't see the rock concert.
Dude, unnecessary cuss words are the best thing ever. Like, if I say, "Hey, Bam, I'm going to the store, need anything?" That's lame. "Yo, Bam, I'm going to fucking Wawa. What the fuck you need?" Like, it's so unnecessary, but you remember it.
It's the nicest compliment you can give somebody is to say, "Fuck off."
Anyways, the reason I would say that...
You just have to... You have to fit "fuck" in a certain random place. Yeah, like, "Man, that guy's a son of a..." "That guy's a son of a fuck son bitch." Of a
Bam, Bam. "We need to get married."
You shit.
Do you say that, you know...
I say it to...
"Are we getting married now?"
I say it to a bitch every night.
Yeah. I know. "Why are you getting married with me?"
Now?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
on a spiritual level.
Like, who, okay. Should we get the... Should we get the Reverend McCoy?
Blah, blah, blah.
Should we get the Reverend McCoy?
Can I get a hallelujah?
We should.
Andy McCoy.
But things that I would love to hear, "Yes, I fucking do."
Yeah. Unnecessary fuck right there.
That's what I'm saying, man.
No, all right, here we go. Dream Seller, would you marry me?
Yes. In a fucking heartbeat.
Zilla Zella, would you marry me?
If I had to.
I'll be the ring bearer. Ring bearer right over here.
So, you ask me now.
We're doing gay marriages.
No, ask me.
Okay. Well, you know, what does the priest say?
Life partner.
Life partner.
Would you have me for the rest of your life in the hand of marriage?
Fucking A right, bitch.
Now let's suck dicks.
Cut to the chase, right?
No small talk here, motherfucker.
No, seriously, though, man. If I got married, like, I don't want that bullshit-ass, like, church ceremony shit. I would just rather have him play some rock shit with an F-word in it, and then, like, I drink beer and then kiss the girl or guy if the price was right.
There's a price tag on everything, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm fucking pissed off at you about, man. You ready for this one?
What's that?
The other night, some bitch fucking punches him in the chest like 10 times, right? So he and Strom, I'm like, kind of like his bodyguard. I'm his FBA fake Bam.
What happened?
I'm his FBA fake Bam assistant. Right. So, of course, he comes to the bar.
Is that a good nickname?
FBA.
Yeah. Fake Bam assistant.
So, fake Bam assistant being nitty and heroin-ass Novak comes in to settle the problem, defuse the problem. He comes and said, "Novak, get out there and fucking set that bitch straight." No problem, brother. I love that shit. So I go outside. There's police on all four corners. She's crying, making a big ordeal. They know something's going down. So I walk up to her gently and whisper, "Bitch, if you ever fucking touch him again, I will murder you in the backyard and no one will ever find you." And I walk away. Cops thought I was, like, trying to say, "It's okay, babe."
So he's trying to smile. Dude, he was, like, smiling at her because he knew that the cops were looking at her like, "Bitch, if you ever touch Bam again, I'm gonna fucking bury you in the backyard and no one will ever find out."
So the cops think it's all nice and friendly, but they hear this as I'm walking away. "Fuck you, you little motherfucking heroin drug addict piece of shit."
They knew you, apparently.
That's what you are. They knew you personally. That's what I'm saying, man.
But yeah, man. Oh, so this is why I'm pissed, though. Real fast. Because then I fucking come in the house last night and the bitch is partying like a rock star on your table.
This is the thing. This girl comes up at Kildare's and we were leaving and she comes up and she just starts like punching me. Well, no, first she was like, "You need to tell your fucking friend Novak." I'm like, "I don't need to tell my friend Novak anything. It's not my fucking job. You do it."
Uh-huh.
And then she got all frustrated and she started punching me in the chest 10 times. And like, my manager was there, so he had to fucking calm her down. And then, like,
as soon as he gets her calmed down,
so at that point, I'm like, "Man, I hope I never see that broad again." Turns out, I'm like,
so you needed a manager to calm that girl down.
Well, he was the only one that could do it.
He was doing it.
He was the only one because we had to go. And then me and you were upstairs petting trouble on the floor, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, that sounded a little gay, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
My cat's name is Trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's what we all say.
Yeah. We're all gaying out, being all bromantic.
We're hanging out with Trouble at Gay Street.
On Gay Street. But anyway,
not the boy.
Then up comes the stairs is this guy, Alex, with the girl. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And then you didn't come back yet, so you just thought that I invited her over. So you were all mad at me all night for no goddamn reason.
You, dude. Life partner, I divorced you for a moment.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my fault.
Well, we're married again.
You should have asked me first.
Now you guys are scrapping.
You should have told me first.
Scrapping like bitches.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play.
Amish, you know. Don't worry about it yet. Wake up plenty of gas.
I'm going to play a CKY song, their new fucking song called Familiar Realm, because they're over in my house waiting to talk. So once we play this, we're going to punch them in, and then I'm going to punch Novak, and then we're probably going to talk to Isabella from Alabama who wants to lay Novak.
And I'm going to lay Hilo on
break. Missy Jess.
So here it is. This is CKY, Familiar Realm, their new album on Radio Bam Sears 28 Faction. Now we have Deco punched in from Westchester, straight from my house. Are you there?
Hello.
What's up, faggot?
How you doing? Are you alone and upset and scared at my house?
I wanted to say this one thing, bitches.
I know you got that goddamn shit fuck bird up there, and you're drinking all your goddamn beer. You shouldn't be over here satisfying my juicy cunt, Matt Cole. Matt fucking Cole. Now you're all being a ring bird, a shit bird, you fucking asshole, getting wet. Get ID wet, Matt. Now get your fucking ass home here and stick your sick drunk dick in my mouth. Yeah! Come in my face! Watch my face! Watch my face!
Facebook! Facebook!
Well, what can I possibly say to all that?
Oh, man, man. Dico, Bill, I have to tell you the best shitbird story in the world.
Please.
I was 15 years old, and we all went, like, me, my parents, my brother, and shitbirds all went to Key West for Halloween. Mm. So we went on this road trip, but he had a one-night stand with this white trash whore in Maryland the night before we left for our 10-day vacation to Florida.
The proudest moment.
So he never told us or anything, but 10 days go by. We go back to...
So he was, like, doing trick-or-treat, like, showing his cock with, like, all, like, fucked up.
No. He had a one-night stand with this trailer park whore in Maryland, where he lives.
Okay.
So 10 days go by. We drop him off at his Maryland house, and she is sitting out in front of his fucking driveway with her five kids going... Where the fuck have you been? He's like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're gonna look at my kids and tell them that you're gonna fuck them over like this. He's like, bitch, it was a one night stand. And she sat out like she thought that it was just like, kids, I found a guy who has a nice house and we're gonna be moving in with him. And then like she sat there for 10 days, dude. Shitbirds, what is up with that? Why are you humping these white trash whores?
I don't know. It's best thing going at the moment, I guess. I mean, what do you want me to say?
You had some bad times?
I had some bad times, man.
That was one of your rough moments in life?
Yeah, like sometimes you just, the things that you do, you just really can't explain. No, Mac, you know what I'm talking about.
Story of my life, bro.
Yeah, it's like, you for. I was there, it was a moment in time, and she looked really hot when I was really drunk, so...
Dude, I had the worst story the other fucking day at the Billy Idol concert. We go to Billy Idol concert. Hey, hey, Deke, shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah.
Hey, fellas.
Go for it, brother.
We have Jess from CKY on line four here, so let's say what's up to him.
Hey, and then what's up?
What are you doing, son, bitch? Did you like the song we played?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was good. Yeah,
are you with Chad?
No, he's up in New Hope still.
What are you doing, wiping the shit off your baby's ass?
Basically.
Tell Kelly I said hi.
I will.
Jess just had a kid, and now he won't go out to the bars with us. He's a little pussy. I take Villa all the way down to Westchester, go to Duffer's too, and my own brother can't even show up because he's wiping some bitch's ass.
He's all home, Jess. You got to be road. Road Jess is what we need.
Jess, we like road Jess. We don't like home Jess.
That faggot shit. Stop it. Knock it off.
Hey, Jess. I love Jess anyway. Yeah.
Turk's head the other day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was one night per year.
Yeah, one night, one drink per year. That's bullshit.
That's all I get, man. I get fucking one night every week, if that.
And that fucking cunty champagne of yours. That was so fucked up, man.
Wait, what was? I can barely understand you.
What did you say? Well, me.
Yeah.
We're talking about the cunty champagne Jess had.
Oh, he was just rocking his own bottle.
Yeah, he was like bragging about it. Like he was being all like street cred and all that.
Street cred,
rocking
and
a fucking bottle.
I got into an argument with Villa about new school and old school recording.
Oh yeah, you got.
And you're like, yo, shit school, man.
Jess and Villa got in a recording argument. Jess is like, I like 2-inch reels. And Villa's like, well, I like Pro Tools. He's like, well, 2-inch is better because of this reason. And Villa's like, well, Pro Tools is better because of this reason. So they had a little falling out, so then they had to drink fucking Cristal together. Now that Jess had a goddamn kid, like, you know how you get rewarded with a cigar?
Shit, he smokes them all.
He smokes them all goddamn day now.
He looks like you have a big dick hanging out of your mouth.
Jess, you've been celebrating for the past month.
Yeah. You have a
brown dick.
You have a brown
every time
dick.
I see you, it looks like you got a big brown hard cock hanging from your mouth, dude. Knock that shit the fuck off. I'm sick of seeing you suck dicks, and they stink, too.
Jess is a little Hermidor.
Dude, I smell my shirt this morning because I smoked one yesterday, and it was so sick.
Dude, are you an addict now?
Well, Novak shit the limo, so it couldn't be that sick.
Yeah. that was the worst
dude,
brown thing
Novak shit the limo.
Man. I did it in fucking honor of Villa, all right? Leave it alone.
Yeah. Dude, honor, so. What's going on? That's like Caddyshack shit.
Yo, Jess and Deco. Yo, Villa, we went to the Sony recording studio to hear CKY's new tracks about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this rap group. I don't know who it was. It could have been like Wu-Tang or some shit, but some rapper was recording just before CKY was in there, and the guy smoked, we found out that he dipped his cigarette in formaldehyde, and
because of what?
People do it, and they feel like
because of what? Well,
PCP.
They feel like they're in like a video game, and they're just like woo, like
just talking about
this guy. This guy had a bad trip, and like the rapper, dude, it was the funniest fucking thing. The beat kicked in.
And you play the track, and you could just hear like boom, boom, shh. Like, oh, shit.
No.
Oh, shit. Jez, you fuck off now. You're a daddy-o. You shouldn't be talking about these things here.
So the beat kicks in, and I swear to God, for two minutes, the rapper just says, yeah. Like, he's piping himself up for the beat. It's like, boom, boom, shh. He's like, yeah, 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 nah, yeah, 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 yo, check it, I got my game face, I got poker, yo, all the joking around with all these jokers, oh shit, oh fuck, and then he breaks the $5,000 mic and just freaks out, he thinks the walls are closing in on him, and he's just like, and then
he came all over the place,
and then the wire just gets ripped out of the fucking recording studio, and he had to pay for the $5,000 microphone, and the dude lost his marbles on film.
He went in there because, like, of course, the dudes went and got security, and then as soon as they got in there, he was just twitching.
He had his pants off.
Yo, Jess, it's like, this is the reason I hate modern technology. I fucking hate it.
This guy, like, he just broke a mic that's worth more than his career.
Picture
what the engineer must have thought when he said yeah for 2 minutes to the beat. Like, he was so hopped up, he was just like, yeah, yo, check it, I got my game face, I got my poker, messing around with all these jokers, oh shit, oh fuck.
And he was like, yo, man, the mic be bust.
I got my game face, come on, man.
That's the only rap lyric he could spit out.
Well, if it'd be good, but, you know, that's the shittiest lyric I've ever heard. You're outside of what we do.
Bam, you know, when the beat starts, and then, like, you wait a couple seconds, and you get into it, and then you go, it went on, like, 45 fucking seconds, and then he's still freaking out, waiting for him to start.
I know. Dude, he must have been so hopped up, dude. He must have dipped that cigarette so hard in formaldehyde. He must have soaked it in there all night or something.
His fucking engine wouldn't turn over, dude. He just kept killing
it. He
for the walls to just start closing in on you.
Yeah, going.
So basically, we dropped off Villa the other night, and I had to stay in his room because we didn't have enough hotel rooms at the W. So your room is a fucking shithole.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because you've been in there, Bam. That's why.
Dude,
you wrecked the hell out of that place.
There was like Red Bull stains, piss stains, coffee stains, cum stains on your boxers.
Get your act together, Villa.
Oh, it's
kind of weird. But Bam is having a problem with that because, you know, he wanted to have that room for himself and for his girl. That's kind of like...
And he blames it all on you.
Exactly. I'm not, my record label, they paying for a room. And I'll be wanking all over. That's not the problem. That's like, everybody knows that.
The thing is...
The thing that he's making me...
No.
Fucking
no.
Darth Vader,
no,
man.
That's
crazy, dude.
I just think that it's funny, because when I didn't know... I guess it was a coffee stain, but I see this big yellow piss stain, and I just put the blanket down. I'm like, I don't even care anymore, man. And I just fall asleep right in the piss. But later on, I guess I found out it was coffee.
We're all in squirters, yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, was it piss or coffee? Don't lie, though. Don't lie.
Squirt happens.
It's piss.
Not piss. I never piss, man. It's probably just like, you know, the tiny little dip that hangs.
You piss?
No, you know that little you know, when you're like, when you're excited, you have that little time there,
little
hanging
drafts,
out your dick.
Little drops.
Yeah, so I think it's plenty of those drops coming together.
What is that stuff?
Villa hates maids coming into his room. Like, he has signs out in front of his door because he's staying there for like a month, and it just says, like, basically, maids never come in here. Like, fuck off, do not disturb. Like, I don't want you opening this door up ever. Like,
yeah.
There's dirt. He. There's like,
you know, my map is the piss stains.
You have a map of piss stains.
Jesus. That's how
I find my way. Paying for it. You can do whatever you want, dude.
I'm saying that.
Mine of everything on the room service menu because the label was paying for it.
Come on, man.
Write everything off on the label.
It's all about the cum stains. You come over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jess, come over. You can sleep in the cum and piss stains.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Sign me up.
Well, Angelina Jolie should be doing that.
Should
we
take a phone call?
Adopting girl, you know, babies all the time. You know, got plenty of cum in my room. Yeah.
Rick's on the line.
Oh, Rick, we got Rick on.
Rick's on. He just wants to tell you his new alcoholic drink that is sweeping the nation. Rick,
let's hear it.
Hey, what's up, serious man? I got a new drink that's sweeping the millennia.
Millennia.
It's a phrase. Listen up, you want to get smashed and enjoy your ass? Come and coke. Oh, pour it all over my face. See you, man. Oh.
Come and coke.
You're fucking sick, Rake.
Rake, we're hanging up with you, man. We want to talk to Deco instead.
Later.
Yeah, fuck off, Rake.
Yeah, fuck you, Rake. Can't seal the deal, man.
Can't seal the deal.
You want to talk shit, Bert.
I sealed the deal. She waited for a week for me.
And then you came home and told my kids you're going to fuck them?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, let's talk. Hey, Villa, let's talk about recording the album in Silver Lake at the mansion and how you were getting disturbed when you were trying to sing your lyrics and you had to call the day off because of why?
You're talking about the dogs.
No, not the dog. I'm talking about
the drugs.
I'm talking about Cindy Crawford's titties hanging out.
Oh shit.
Thank God my eyesight's bad. You know, I didn't have any problems with that. It's like,
basically,
she had a nice ass, but she's getting a bit old, so it's a bit hanging. It's like, it's not there.
Dude, she's fucking hot regardless.
Okay, they were recording at the Paramours' mansion. Him rented the inside to record, but they rented the outside for a Playboy shoot, and so Villa's like trying to sing, and he's looking out the window, and there's just these like fucking five naked chicks. It's just like, you know, you figure I'd like something like this, but I can't fucking concentrate. I can't even sing my lyrics. Like,
yeah,
there's just several titties hanging out. How am I gonna sing?
Yeah, that's a distraction.
The surgery was bad, you know. It just didn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing, and the funniest
thing
was
missing Rake.
I look out, and I'm just like, who is that? And I'm like, holy shit, it's fucking Cindy goddamn Crawford.
Oh, that's like such a distraction. Any naked chick is a distraction for sure.
Hey, Villa, why don't you serenade us with a new hymn song acoustic?
Oh, yeah. What should I?
Dick tease us.
Because you should.
I have all these people on the line that want to talk, and they want to know when the new album's coming out, so why don't you dick tease them with a new song? It's not like you're giving them the actual recording song, you're giving them an acoustic dick tease.
Excuse me. Ooh. Rake.
Hold on, let me take care of this.
Come and coke.
My face. It's better to pour it on your face than to drink it. I mean, everyone knows that.
So basically, Rake, should I go into the toilet or should I play a song?
Play a song.
Yeah, play a song. Dick tease my heart out, please.
Hold on.
Please.
Think about
play
it. I've never been playing this shit.
Here we go.
Never been playing this shit on the acoustic before. So, hold on.
Tell them the name of your guitar first.
Sylvester.
And nobody's allowed to touch Sylvester or throw it unless Villa wants to.
Well, you know. Yeah,
he's like, never hurt Sylvester, and then you threw it down the fucking hallway.
On the way here.
Like, you know, the black dudes, you know, they named their guitars after, like, ladies. I'm hearing my guitars after fucking Sylvester Stallone movies. I've got Sylvester, I've got Rambo, I got all that.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah,
let's hear this fucking song.
Yeah, Rocky.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
So this is off of their new album, which is coming out on September 26th. And this is a major, major dick tease for the diehard him fans.
This is amazing.
This is Killing Loneliness off their new album called Drowning, Burning in Water, Drowning in Flames. And I know that you want to change it. You should call it that. Quit being a motherfucker.
No, the album's going to be called Dark Light.
Well, you can suck my ass. I think it should be called Dark
Light. I will. Do you want, should you whistle the melody with me?
Bitch, I can't whistle.
Yeah, that.
Da, 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 da. Okay, we got it.
One, two, three, four. And I'm drunk. What the fuck are the chords, man?
Yeah, it's cool.
Memories, sharp as daggers, piercing to the flesh of today. Suicide of love took away all that matters and buried the remains in an unmarked grave. In your heart, with the venomous kiss you gave me, I'm killing loneliness. With the warmth of your arms you saved me, I'm killing loneliness with you. The killing loneliness that turned my heart into a tomb. I'm killing loneliness with you. With you.
Sorry, just give me like 7 seconds. I need to have a beer.
it kills me because...
I'm just like, I'm writing songs about toilet paper coming out of my ass, and he's writing all these awesome lyrics. I'm like, right, I'm going to go home and throw myself down a flight of steps because he's got such good lyrics.
Keep going.
Carry on.
Wait, same song. It's you so want to hear
no,
song
no, no, keep going, man. We're
just
into it.
Go wherever you want to go.
You remember.
Go where you want to go.
You remember the song better than I do.
Yeah,
so, how's it going?
We're all like 20 beers deep, man.
You go where you want to go.
So just go where you want to go.
20.
Yeah, if not more. So
you
why
take
don't you
over.
Just dick tease us a little bit.
616, brother. Yeah. That's the number of the beast.
Here we go.
Hold on. I think I'm going to pass that soon. How does it go, song?
So good.
It's crazy. Yeah, well, it sounds good. Yeah, of course, you know, just professional people working the house. How does the second verse go? I'm so new to you, myself.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know the melody, so I'm looking for the words.
you know what? Why don't you think of the words? We're going to have Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds give us a dick tease off his new album called There's a Piece of Toilet Paper Hanging Out of My Ass While I'm Fucking.
Totally. That's good.
Come on, Shipbirds.
Get over here, Shipbirds. Grab the guitar.
Hey.
There you go, right?
Here,
go for it. Go for it, bro.
Be careful with Sylvester here. All right, Shipbirds.
Oh, and Villa's comment about 616 is the number of the beast because he just found a Bible that is 100 years older than the actual real Bible, and they say it's 616. So
I didn't personally find that Bible, but that was in the news, and it's kind of exciting that all the, so to speak, like evil heavy metal bands, they're all pussies, mate. You know, it's like they didn't have a clue. Because 616, man.
Your sweet 616 in my heart.
What are we doing? Yeah.
So good. Yeah. 616 ways for you.
Yo, puss, man. Go for it.
Let's hear. There's a piece of toilet paper hanging on it.
No, the same writer's block he's got. What's up with this microphone right here?
I'm Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds, and I got a piece of toilet paper hanging on my ass.
How'd it go, Raj?
All right.
I just wanna fuck you with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my hand. Come on.
that's everybody kicking in.
I just wanna fuck you with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass. I just wanna fuck you with a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass. Tiny piece of toilet paper, dingleberrying all over the place.
Exactly what you said, man.
I just wanna fuck you. Ooh. With a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass.
Hanging out of my ass.
I just wanna fuck you.
I wanna
piece
fuck
of
you.
Piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ass.
And I love your ass.
And then to end it with buying the beer again. That's the last.
You better buy my beer, and I won't fuck your ass.
That was one of the funniest things.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're cool with PBR. Also, yeah.
Oh, man. She buys PBR, I'll fuck her in the ass.
Dude, when Uncle Matt and the Shipbird CD comes out, dude, I'm going to be the first one buying that.
We're going to put that song on there. We're going to make that happen. But I'm going to need Villavalla for backup vocals and be like, I just want to fuck
you. Is Sylvester and Villa going to help out with the Shipbird's backing vocals?
What?
Piece of toilet paper hanging out my head when he goes to the actual studio.
You going to make a guest appearance on Shipbird's album?
Yeah,
what?
Actually.
Back at Scott, maybe we don't use any toilet paper.
All right, what are you using over there?
Their hands, man.
It's like hands and hair.
That's all gratin, man.
Well, yeah, that way we go, you know, we really find it deep and religious. You know, it's that's the way we go.
It's a religious
don't
matter.
You guys have, like, isn't there Bodays over there?
Excuse me?
Hey, Dicko, are you there?
The Bodays?
Oh, yeah.
The Washington.
Did you like that song?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to let him fuck me with that paper in his asshole.
I'll turn
fuck
you
yeah.
on.
Yeah, King Cole, that was fucking so sweet, dude.
You like that? I wrote that for Jess.
I fucking love it, dude.
Ew, you wrote that for Jeff.
I wrote that for Jeff.
You wrote that for your nephew.
Yeah, it's the grossest
shit ever. Shit, fuck.
So what are we going to do now?
Oh, Biggs, you want to talk about Lennon in the hallway at Billy Idol?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, I forgot to tell everybody. Yeah, man, I picked up Billy Idol at the airport with the Lamborghini, and you know, it's been raining for the past four days, so it was such a nice day that we decided to saw the Lamborghini into a convertible and then go get some Guinness and ice cream, because I asked him how he still has a six-pack at the age of 50, and he says Guinness and ice cream. So we go do that, and then we go to the concert. He devotes a song to my mom, and then we party down, and we wake him up with 90 people at the Borgata, and Lendon, our friend, a.k.a. Count Chocula, was there. So belligerent, drunk, just... Okay, I can't even say this. He was just blurting out bad words. Like, Nico, help me out, please.
He was spewing.
There's like 40 people in the hallway where everyone else is sleeping. And all these, like, big boss man, the bouncer, like that wrestler, he's just sitting there. Everyone's got to be completely quiet. As soon as you tell him to do that, he's got to scream out, "The milk's gone bad, cracker!" Cracker! He's screaming, "Kill Whitey, kill Whitey!"
Lendon is a black man, so he was just shouting out the N-word, the whole time, and Billy Idol's just like, "Who is this crazy black guy shouting out the N-word?" We're like, "Lendon, shut up!"
Dude, he was so bad that Troy has actually banned him from being on set.
Are you serious? Just because of that?
Just because of him being out loud and obnoxious. Troy is...
You gotta learn to forgive and forget.
Yeah, move on, man.
Troy's a tough nut to crack, I guess.
You said nut.
You liked it.
Yeah,
should we take a phone call or something?
Yeah, call somebody.
Let's take a phone call. Let's see if we still have William from Minnesota on line one, I guess. We still have William?
William.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Going on, brother?
How's it going?
We're going good. How are you going?
Doing good here.
Who do you want to talk to, William?
Huh?
Who do you want to talk to?
What?
Who do you want to talk to?
Well, I was going to ask Bill when his CD came out, but I guess I already know that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. September 26th. You should just make it September 28th. That's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's Bill, right.
I hate you.
All right, Will, it was good talking to you, man.
Hey, let's talk to Isabella from Alabama. She wants to fuck Novak and get on with him. Yeah.
I want to fuck Novak.
I'm already missing William.
Isabella.
You've been too rough, mate.
Yo, what's going on, babe?
Yo, Weezy.
Yeah, it's not Isabella, it's Meredith.
Meredith.
What's up, Meredith? Yeah.
Why are you giving code names and
shit? Do you want to fuck Novak every which way but Sunday, or what?
Well, maybe, but...
That means you're a dick tease.
Yeah, you
do. I'm going to retract.
Well, if you say maybe, you're just dick teasing.
You know what that means, Novak? It means I would fly her all the way from Alabama to Westchester just for her to dick tease you all night.
She'd leave me with a hard dick and I'd have to jerk off.
If I'm going to fly to Westchester, it's going to happen.
For the ninth time.
should we seal the deal? Should we make the plane arrangements or what, babe? Because I'll fuck anybody, even your grandmother.
You know how I called you an asshole?
I guess.
Okay, well... Chicks don't like nice guys.
Yeah, they always finish fucking last. That's why I fuck
every night. Nice guys finish last. I've learned that big time.
Listen to me. Okay, yeah. Done that. It sucks. You need some excitement. And you fit the bill.
You fit the bill for a piece of shit.
I'm not good for much, but I can make you have a fucking great time, I assure you that.
I am ready because Alabama sucks. Ain't shit going on here.
Well, look, do you have some cash? What's your money like? Do you have money to buy your own plane ticket?
It's like Southwest Airlines is offering a special right now.
Well, if you get here, I'll fuck you every which way but Sunday and probably Sunday too, so let's just do this.
I mean, I could, but, you know, Bam's not willing.
Why don't you send photos and stuff like that? Like,
did.
Well, where the hell are they? A Dream Seller, you got to show me this stuff so we can make a
fucking picture.
Dream Seller, you've called me like 4 or 5 times before, like 2 months ago.
Oh. Get out of here. Did I really?
I swear.
It must have been a Dream Seller. All right, well, call.
Let's get her info. Right, you already have her info.
Yeah,
so
I have
we'll
it.
Talk about that.
I even talked to Oz. I chilled out with Oz, talked to him.
You won't get anywhere. He's a nice guy.
Hey,
that guy will French his way to nothing. He'll French kiss a girl for 10 hours and not make the next movie such a pussy.
He'll French
that sounds like a Shipbird song. French your way to nothing.
French your way to nothing. French your way to nothing.
French, I'm not 12, you know.
Yeah, but Oz Frenches his way to nothing.
Dude, he'll fucking kiss you for 8 months and then be scared to fuck you when you're ready to.
Kissing all right, so
we'll get your info and
send the email. Just send it to the
all
email.
All right, see you later, Meredith. Yo, it's so true, though, that nice guys finish last, man. Dude, for instance, there's this hot girl from Westchester who's dating this straight-edge guy, and who wants to date a straight-edge guy? Is all you're going to do is get pissed that she wants to go dancing at the bar, and then some guy's going to think she's hot, and then he's going to want to kick his ass, and then they leave fighting. Never date a straight-edge guy. They're fucking so not fun to hang
out.
She's
going to find Nova. Do you really want to wake up in the morning with having, like, a piece of tofu up your ass?
Exactly. It's so much funner to start the day, more fun to start the day out with a brewski, and then,
rough sex.
Like how we did today.
Yeah, today was a brilliant day, man. And it was, I mean, I like to party, but goddamn, if I wake up at 10 a.m. right to the beer and villain system.
Laissez for you, man.
I woke up, I was woken up at 9 in the morning with him tapping me with a cold beer in my face. And then we just cheers, and I didn't even leave the bed, and I was still drinking.
Like, that's the way to do it right there.
That's fine, man. Dude, I woke up this morning and turned my fucking hotel room into a boys' locker room.
You have a new nickname.
That sucks.
Locker room. That dude, you have so many fucking nicknames. I really like locker room because Novak just thinks the world is a locker room because he's just nude all the time.
He just
thinks he's just walking around the locker room.
That sucks.
I can drop trout anywhere.
You like that
anytime.
One, Deco?
Hell yeah.
You know what? I had a really cool morning. I woke up and went down to go check out Villa Valla's new song. That shit is so good. And that studio was so cool, and the whole experience was just like...
Wham-bire fart.
I swear.
Wham-bire fart, yeah.
I'll fart. Ready?
Let's go.
You're farting, right?
It's called Vampire Heart, but we call it Wham-bire fart.
Wham-bire fart.
I'm being serious here. You know, we're talking about life and death. We're not talking about farts.
That was a really good song. I was very impressed.
Speaking of really good songs, why don't you... play something, man.
Are you queued up to play
whether yet? Whether it's Ramones, whether it's new him, whether it's old him, whether it's Neil Young, play something.
I'm so fucked up. What you want to hear?
Let's whatever note your hand is in
hey,
now.
You should sing some.
I can't
you
sing.
You should.
No, see, Shipper has a good voice. He's related to
that's
me.
That's bullshit.
He stole my voice.
That's bullshit claiming that you can't sing. Of course you can sing.
Yeah, you can sing, man.
No.
What are you going to sing? Up.
I'd rather stand on my hands and come in my mouth than to sing.
Upside down?
You do that, too. That's going to be the first meeting, you know. That's going to be a smash hit.
Villa, whatever you feel most comfortable with, just throw something out there, maybe.
The only thing I like to sing is Pete Doherty, the heroin addict who fucks Kate Moss, because his lyric is the best.
Yeah.
Here's his lyric. It's so meaning. You think that he's going to have these wise words because he says, and to the man who would be king, I would say one thing. So you're waiting for it. He's like, and to the man who would be king, I would say only one thing. And the one thing is, la 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 la. Just la 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 la. Dude, you are hot the fuck up. And that does not make sense. And it makes so much not sense that I love that song.
So, Villa, pull something out of the fucking hat, Lazarus.
I'm not me, Lazzy. Yeah,
come on, Lazzy.
I'm not.
Do it for Lazzy.
Poison Heart, Ramones.
Sure. Action. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's go.
Let him pick. He's got to pick it. If you've been drinking, you got to pick your own song.
Have I been drinking?
I said, if you've been drinking, you're allowed to pick your own song.
Yeah, but that's a fucking disgrace. Are you saying, have I been drinking?
No, I said, if you've been drinking, you're allowed to
pick
your
heart.
Own song.
You know,
Poison Heart.
When I came out from my mama's thing. I was fucking. They tried to drown me in fucking a.
They tried to drown me.
Vodka, you know.
Lucky you.
Still trying to figure that out. You know? No one ever thought this one would survive. Helpless child gone to walk, drumbeat behind. And. What the hell me about?
Just go right to the chorus, because that's all I know.
fair enough. I just want to walk right out of this world. Cause everybody has a poison heart. I just want to walk right out of this world. Cause everybody has poison.
Those 30 beers just kicked in right now, man. Dude, you are clobbered right now.
I was trying to be, it's I was working a moment. I thought that was really sensitive.
It's right on. It's right on.
You're just noticeably clobbered. It's nice to be clobbered. I'm clobbered as well. Shipper just clobbered and he has to drive home. Congratulations. I can't wait to get
in
the car.
I feel bad for all you people in the back seat. Look out.
Yeah, Shipper's car.
Yeah, Shipper just a car.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And then we were playing pool at Duffer's and Shipper just all hammered and he just looks at all these strangers and he just goes, if I miss this shot, I'm sucking everybody's dicks.
And I missed.
So you owe me a blowjob, Shipper. What's up?
I'll wait till we're off the air.
You know, as you know, like, dicks are relative.
dicks are relative. That's like
Bam's dick's my relative.
Dude, ew.
Unfortunately.
Matt, what are you talking about, you homo?
Matt, yo, Dream Seller looked at me dead serious the other night, and I'm just like, yo, I pointed this haggard broad. I was like, dude, would you let her suck your dick? He's like, dude, I'd let my mom suck my dick. I don't care, man. Just shut your eyes. Who the fuck cares?
That's true, crazy, man. That's crazy, guys.
I let the sound man suck my dick. I just shut my eyes and pretend like it's a hot broad. Yeah, you know?
He's ready to turn the volume to be like, all right, man, this stuff sucks, man.
What are you saying here? Like, Sam was your ma?
No, I'm just saying, like, like a mouth and lips and fucking a tongue are the same thing, man. Or a woman.
You need to get killed.
Yeah. It's not that I want to kill him, it's just that I want him not to be alive anymore.
Oh my fucking god. I'll throw you out, mate.
You guys are crazy.
Oh, man. No.
I'm calling it.
So,
we're official.
Anyways, we go.
Hey, check out this email.
Yeah.
Hi, Bam. What's UC69 like? I think he's gorgeous and quite talented, and I just wondered what he's like in person. I emailed their manager, Tina, and they said that they might be coming to the U.S. this year, which would be really cool. If so, would you have them on your show? I just fell off my chair when I saw the Cribs episode. I'd love to see more of them promoted here in America. Yeah, I know Dream Seller has the hots for UC. He's all like,
oh, man, that guy's got a body to suck a dick for, dude. I'd lick his asshole.
See, there it is.
I'd lick his asshole just to have that fucking stomach, dude. Straight up, man.
Straight up, man. Wait, what was that pointless story that Franz told me, Deco?
About what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the funniest story, and it's so stupid. But he's just like, this drunk guy comes up to him. He's like, yo, man, can I borrow the keys to your car, man? I need to get some beer. And he's like, nah, man. He's like, well, can I get a dollar for some beer? And he's just like, nah. He's like, oh, man.
He got shot down and everything.
And he's just like, man, you don't have a dollar, man? He's like, nah, I don't have any money, man. He's like, oh, man. And that was the end of the story. It's been stuck in my head ever since he told me that. And it means nothing.
Oh, man.
I sleep. I have nightmares of just, oh, man. And I picture like a Puerto Rican, but he told me he was like a straight up Irish guy. Just like, oh, man.
Right, like, got some air, man? No, I don't have any air. Oh, my.
All right, hey, man. Hey, there's 5 minutes left, so we're going to say goodbye, and we're going to end it with a song that Villa probably doesn't believe that I have this right now, but I do.
What is that?
Oh. The keyboarder and the bass player of him, Burton and Sad Mize, made a song called Plasma Mullet on their...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's such a jokey song, and it's so fucking funny. They made it in their hotel room when they were on tour. And
I fucking love it.
This is like one of Novak's favorite
songs. They gave you and I the first copy ever made. It came with a condom in it. How fucking good is that?
That's awesome.
That means I'm getting laid off this song.
Yo, cheers to Burton and Mij.
Cheers. Put them up.
Yeah, we
put them up.
I hate him.
So this is us saying over and out, and this is Plasma Mullet, a.k.a. the guys from him, their jokey song.
Roger that.
Roger that. And
Roger's right here.
See, I know. See you guys later. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Facts, and see you next fucking week.
See you next
time. We build excitement. Point. We do what's granted. Smoke and do joint.
for Doug.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.